This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A new analysis says 52% of West Virginia children have had at least one adverse experience that could impair their long-term welfare. Kara Lofton reports.
The analysis looked at the percentage of children with adverse childhood experiences, commonly known as ACEs. West Virginia scored higher than the national average of 46%. Adverse childhood experiences include factors such as the parent or guardian who died, served jail time, or divorced or separated, children living in households with violence or struggling financially, neighborhood violence, living with someone mentally ill, suicidal, depressed, or addicted, or being mistreated due to race or ethnicity. Experts say ACEs contribute to high stress levels that derail healthy development and raise risks for unhealthy behaviors. The analysis was produced by the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Child and Adolescent Health Measurement Initiative, done in collaboration with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
This year's West Virginia Filmmaker of the Year is a Pittsburgh native who hails these days from Morgantown. Here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we know Larry Dowling as the production manager, but he's also a videographer, lighting designer, grip, gaffer, director, and just about any other role you can think of on a film set. Inside Appalachia's host, Jessica Lilly, spoke with Larry after he won the award.
West Virginia Filmmaker of the Year, what does that award mean to you?
I was very surprised when I won the award. I haven't made a show. I didn't make a show recently. I mean, it's definitely not. There's a lot of really great filmmakers that have won this award before me. A lot of them are my friends. Or a lot of them are people that I've worked with and I respect. And I think it's a pretty good crowd to be involved with. And if anything, I just hope that, you know, I get the chance to keep doing what I love doing.
Do you have any advice for young, aspiring filmmakers in the state of West Virginia?
The best thing in the world is to be observant and try to learn as much as you can. Surround yourself with people that like teaching you and just immerse yourself in it. And if you don't want to do the work and you don't want to actually pay your dues, then this is not the industry for you. I don't really know if it matters where you live to be a filmmaker. Obviously, if you live in L.A., the chances of becoming a filmmaker might be a little greater. Or say if you lived in New York or, you know, a major metropolitan area that has a huge film community. The thing about West Virginia is we do not have a large community of filmmakers. We don't have a film school. There isn't a giant studio. There's not a big rental house to get cameras and equipment. We're pretty insulated. And if we need any of this equipment or gear or whatever, we have to go out of state, which is kind of a problem. But what I can say is the people that are here, that are working daily or, you know, weekly on movies and all different kinds of productions, we are really good. We have been forced to not just learn one part of the craft. A lot of the people that I work with know many different angles of the industry. And basically the way that they've gotten all these skills is because you have to work your way up from the bottom.
How do you think Appalachia's or West Virginia's story has been told by filmmakers traditionally on a national scale?
Oh, well, I mean, West Virginia normally gets the bad rap. I would say, you know, all the stereotypes that are applied to us, they use them to their advantage and our disadvantage. Now, not always, but, you know, how many times are you watching a sporting event or some sort of show and somebody calls us Virginia or Western Virginia? A lot of people don't even know that West Virginia is a state, nor would they even know that it was born out of the Civil War. So I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, stereotypes. It also has to do with the education level of our country. The really negative thing, in my opinion, is West Virginia becomes marginalized. And sure, West Virginia was, you know, the coal capital of the world, or, you know, at least of the nation. But that's what they know us as. We're a bunch of coal miners. You know, we keep the lights on, and which is good. I mean, sure, everybody has to have a job, but they don't think of us much more than that.
As a filmmaker from West Virginia, do you think about this whenever you, like the projects that you're working on and where these projects could possibly reach?
growing up outside of West Virginia, I came here in 1991, and people outside of the state aren't really taught West Virginia history. When I came here, I didn't really know a lot about the state. And as I started working, and I've been in all 55 counties, working on all different kinds of projects and all different kinds of shows, I really got a pretty good glimpse of what and who West Virginia is. But early on in my career, you know, just coming into West Virginia, I didn't know that what the divisions were between environmentalists and the mine bosses. And I didn't know what all, I mean, you can read a newspaper and you can, you know, decipher some of that. But, you know, that was never ingrained in me. And then once, you know, you live here long enough, you realize what kind of issues we have as West Virginians, what we are up against environmentally, economically, socially. And, you know, I like to choose projects that I think push West Virginia forward, or at least show the real story of West Virginia, who we really are, who this state is. I really have no desire to work on any projects that show West Virginia in an untrue light.
You said untrue. You didn't say negative.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of negative things about any state, any community. There's negative. There's always positives and negatives. But, you know, I'd rather dispel the myth than give rise to that myth. You know, I love living in West Virginia. I love this state. This is my home. You know, you've got to be open to the fact that there are negative things and you've got to talk about them. And by talking about these issues, hopefully a solution can be found. Because if you just sweep it under the carpet, you know, what good are you doing? You're just ignoring, you know, the facts.
What do you like best about working in film?
Every day, it's a completely different world. You wake up in the morning. Yesterday, you might have been outside in the rain all day. This next day, you might be in a crazy location like a prison or hanging off of a bridge to try to get a certain shot. You know, it's never the same. It's not a 9-to-5 job, which is good and it's bad. But for the most part, it's never the same thing. And I love that.
So what are some of the shows you've worked on?
So recently, I just finished a movie called Back Fork, written and directed by Josh Stewart. He's a local hometown boy for the state of West Virginia. I think one of my highlights was I worked on a film called What the Night Can Do, and that was written by Stuart Margolin.
So did it have that song, You Know What the Night Can Do?
No, I don't. You know what? It's not.
Don't you know what the night can do? I'm waiting on you to join in. Don't you know what the night can do?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's not out yet. It's supposed to come out this fall.
Oh, okay.
So,
sorry.
And I don't know what's on the soundtrack at all. But hopefully it is.
It's a good song. I like the song.
Sure.
Larry Dowling, production manager here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and now 2017 West Virginia's Filmmaker of the Year. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can hear this interview and more about filmmaking in Appalachia on the next episode of Inside Appalachia right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evening at 6. You can also subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast on iTunes at wvpublic.org. Grammy award-winning guitarist Robert Cray ranks among some of the blues' most revered players. Here he is on Mountain Stage with a take on Bill Withers, The Same Love That Made Me Laugh.
just the same. Love that makes you laugh, make you cry. Well, now you think of love as a great big mountain. Think of love as a great big rock. Won't you think before you started to roll it? Because once you start, you know you can't stop. I'm giving all that I have to give. Ooh. And if you don't want my love, I don't want to live.
That was Robert Cray performing The Same Love That Made Me Laugh live on Mountain Stage. To hear this and more, tune in tonight and tomorrow night at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Dave Mistich, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Jesse Wright, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.